You're listening to Bad Medicine, the show where we examine medical indiscretions by doctors who turn trust into temptation. In tonight's episode, a mother and daughter agree to our interview regarding their town's newest general practitioner. Their story has left our team wondering what might have caused him to leave his previous job. The following accounts of what happened contain extreme dramatisation provided by the mother and daughter themselves. They're so clearly traumatised by what happened, we simply couldn't stop them. Listener discretion is advised.
I had to push her into the waiting room, practically. Despite her being in second year at university, my daughter sometimes behaves like a petulant child. I told her to take a seat while we told the receptionist we were here. She sat down in a sulk, her disapproval clearly evident.
I wasn't even feeling unwell, but my mother insisted I go for a checkup. But I know full well why. She fancied the doctor. For the last year, since Dad left, she's been on the hunt for husband number two. And this recently divorced doctor was her latest target. I was just an excuse to see him.
Luckily, I couldn't see anyone I recognised in the waiting room. I'd half expected to see Jill here. She's been trying to get her claws into Dr. Stonebrook for weeks now. She'd been inventing various medical excuses so she could strip down for him. Or Debbie, even though she's married. She'd been blatantly flirting with our town's new, most eligible bachelor.
Mum always looks nice, but today she was particularly dressed up, clearly to fling herself at this doctor, and she'd insisted I look good too, picking out a skirt for me that previously she'd called me a little harlot for wearing. She preened over my hair and makeup. It was like she was setting me up with this doctor or something.
We'd timed our arrival perfectly, as just then Dr. Stonebrook came out of his office as he was saying goodbye to a patient, who happened to be Mary Slater, dressed up like a hussy and displaying far too much cleavage for a woman of her age. She was clearly flirting, but ever the professional, Dr. Stonebrook politely directed her towards his receptionist to book another appointment, as he smiled at her very unfunny jokes.
So this was the famous Dr. Stonebrook, who had my mother and her book club buddies all a flutter. He was hot in an older, Clooney kind of way. Tall, good jawline, dark hair, greying down the sides. I suddenly felt a little bit nervous, and glad, actually, that I hadn't just come in jeans and trainers like I originally planned.
The doctor was ready to see us and called us to follow him into his office. Once he turned away, I paused to ensure my daughter was looking her best. I brushed her hair out of her face and wiped away a tiny smudge of lipstick that she'd already managed to smear somehow. I then undid her top three buttons. She took after me in the chest department, and it couldn't hurt to show it off a little.
I couldn't believe it. My mother was always telling me off for exhibiting my tits, but now she just put them on display. Before I could ask her what the hell was going on, she hurried me after the doctor, shushing me and practically shoving me in there.
Well, he closed the door behind us and offered us both a seat. Smiling at us, he referred us to his computer regarding our appointment and my daughter's checkup. He reminded us that, as my daughter was over 18, I didn't need to be present, but I assured him that I did. And I put my hand on her knee, letting her know I wasn't going anywhere.
I hated it when she did this, treating me like I was some teenager to be mothered and fussed over. Worse still, she seemed more intent on flirting with him than letting him do his job. It was disgusting the way she threw herself at him, giggling at his jokes, batting her eyelashes, crossing her legs to cause her dress to rise up. It was a full-on MILF attack. But you had to admire him. He remained polite and professional as he resisted my mother's audacious advances.
I knew he was interested. He tried to hide it, to remain the consummate professional. He'd already told me that he didn't date patients, but I could see that he wanted to. Those telltale signs, under that stoic doctor's exterior, beat the heart of a red-blooded man. I would catch his eyes flickering down to my cleavage, the curve of my hip, and a glimpse of my stocking tops. I just needed to offer him something he couldn't refuse, something those other thirsty women couldn't, or wouldn't.
I just wanted to get this over and done with, but I couldn't get a word in edgeways with my mother throwing herself at him. I tried to interject, but she would just shush me as she flirted with him.
I could see him looking at my daughter out of the corner of his eye, stealing glances at her thighs, her cleavage. I could see he was attracted to her too. And I knew I'd found the one thing our handsome, upstanding doctor couldn't resist. A much younger woman.
Eventually, he managed to sway the conversation away from my mother's attempts at flattery and towards the matter at hand. My checkup! It started normally enough. He checked my pulse, heartbeat, blood pressure, the usual. All the time, my mother sat there as if offering me up for inspection. It felt a little bit weird. He was pretty handsome, and I could feel myself getting flushed as he moved around so close to me, working the blood pressure machine thingy.
So, how is my daughter looking, Doctor? I asked, as he held her arm and removed the cuff and the blood pressure monitor. She's in excellent health, he replied, not catching my meaning. I needed to be more direct. Are you going to examine her more closely? I asked. I mean, really check my daughter out.
And then he said, oh, I don't think there's any need for that, unless she has any issues I'm not aware of. And I was glad. I just wanted to leave. My mum was being super weird. But with that, my mother reached across. She pulled my skirt up. She pulled my hemline up to my thighs to expose my panties, giving the doctor a clue view of my crotch. I gasped and I tried to push my skirt down as I said, Mother, please!
She tried to yank her skirt back down and close her legs, but I slapped her hands away and pushed her legs open wider, making sure the Dr. Stonebrook got a clear view of my daughter's panties. Are you sure a more intimate examination isn't in order? I asked.
I looked at my mother in disbelief at what she was suggesting. I tried to close my legs. Mother, what are you doing? But she held my legs open, allowing him to see right up my skirt as she insisted he give me a full examination.
We've come all this way. I really think you should, I said as I purposely pulled her skirt right up. He finally understood my intentions now, and his cool, professional attitude finally cracked. I could see the hunger in his eyes as he peeked between my daughter's legs at her panties. How many times had this handsome man had women come onto him? How many times had he had the opportunity to be inappropriate with patients? But until now, he had remained decent and professional.
Mummy, please! I begged. He wasn't a gynecologist. This was our doctor, our GP. What on earth was she playing at?
Being offered up a beautiful young woman, my daughter, was now too much. And his darker side rose to the surface. Well, since you've come all this way, I think I can give you a more thorough examination, he said, slightly nervously to my daughter.
The doctor gestured to the medical bed thing on the other side of the room, and before I could protest that I didn't want to be examined any more, my mother pulled me from the chair, pushed me across the room, and had me climb onto the bed. I tried to tell my mother that this wasn't right, but she just kept shushing me like I was some disobedient child.
The doctor started to put on a pair of medical gloves, but I stopped him. Oh, there's no need for those, Dr. Stonebrook. We know you're very clean. And besides, through those, how will you feel for my daughter's beautiful soft skin? I said. He paused and then pulled the gloves off with a snap of latex. I couldn't help but grin as I saw that my taboo offer hit on some perversion the handsome doctor secretly harboured.
I felt so nervous. Who likes having their intimate parts examined? And now Mother was being so strange. As the doctor came over, she followed him, standing next to him as if supervising my examination. This all felt very, very off. I was confused and scared. What was my mother doing?
I stood close behind him so I could whisper in his ear. My daughter is beautiful, isn't she? No one will know. It's just us. You, me, and her. Touch her. Enjoy her. I want you to. And I watched as he tentatively put his hand on her ankle. That's it. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy her.
I could see her whispering to him. Mummy, what's going on? I asked. I was becoming afraid. The doctor started to slide his hand up my inner leg. It wasn't like any examination I'd had down there before. He slowly slid his fingers further and further up until they reached my thigh. And he lingered, as if enjoying the curve of my leg. He was groping me.
His hand softly squeezed her inner thigh. And I heard my daughter gasp as I saw her flinch. She went to close her legs and I warned her, honey, don't be such a baby. Let the good doctor do his thing. She bit her lip and reopened her legs for Dr. Stonebrook to continue examining her.
This wasn't my imagination. Like, he was definitely feeling me up. This wasn't a careful, detached touch of a doctor. This was a pervert groping. His hand was stroking my inner thigh, squeezing it, feeling it as he inched towards my pussy. Why couldn't my mother see that?
I could feel a change in the doctor. There was now a glint in his eye as his fingers slid closer to my daughter's panties. It was as if all his pent-up frustrations at all those times he could have taken advantage of his position, of women, and he was finally being unleashed. She bit her lip and mumbled something, but I shushed her and watched as his fingers played across her pussy, tracing the outline of her pussy with his fingertips. And I knew I had him.
Sparks of something leapt from my pussy. I'd never been touched like this before, and the sensation took me by surprise. I knew what he was doing was wrong, but somehow it felt good, I think. I don't know, it was confusing. Again, his hand stroked my sensitiveness and I felt myself shudder. I didn't know if I should crawl away or spread my legs wider.
My daughter whimpered, her eyes wide as his hand rubbed across her tight, pink panties. I leaned in closer, whispering in his ear, "My daughter is a virgin, you know. You can be her first."
I couldn't hear what my mother was saying, but it made the doctor smile. A wicked smile. His fingers stroked my pussy through the thin material of my panties, travelling up my lips until he found my clit. And then, with an expert touch, he caressed it. I touched myself, of course I had, but having someone else tease your clit was totally different. I yelped. I couldn't help it.
"That's it," I whispered to him. "My virgin daughter can be yours. All you have to do is date me. Think about it. You get me, a sophisticated, attractive woman, and my little girl, to fuck whenever you want. Mother, daughter, both yours."
Whatever she said to him made him grin. It was a grin that made my spine run cold. But the sensation of fear quickly dissolved when he used his thumb to tease the opening to my pussy as his fingers stroked my clit through my panties. I could hear myself moaning meekly as he molested me. My mind knew this was wrong, but my pussy was reacting differently.
His touch got bolder and bolder. He was no longer just feeling my daughter's pussy through her panties. He was now pleasuring her. I could see her underwear getting wet as his experienced fingers danced over her puffy little pussy. Her moaning was going from uncomfortable to suppressed, even confused, sexual pleasure. I could hear her fighting the urge to moan like a little slut.
I was so confused. My brain was screaming at me to slam my legs closed to flee out of the room and away from this pervert doctor. But my pussy wouldn't let me. I could feel the dampness of my panties as his fingers ran over my most private parts. I could hear myself whimpering. A pathetic mewing of pleasure that made me feel disgusted with myself. I just couldn't help it.
He was crossing the line and molesting one of his patients. I just needed to help him fully breach it. So I reached around and I ran my hand over his pants. He was rock hard. I could feel his thick dick straining inside his pants as he groped my daughter. I unzipped his fly. He let me do it. And I was able to pull his throbbing cock free from his trousers. From there, I started to jerk him, working his dick as he stroked her pussy through her tight little panties.
My pussy was buzzing, and the sensation of butterflies was building and building. I was going to come. I couldn't help it. I tried to plead with him to stop, but the words wouldn't come out. I just moaned as my panties got wet and wet. I could feel the dampness as he rubbed. Then he pulled them aside, and I felt the wet material being pulled away from my sensitive pussy so he could finally touch me.
I watched touched as his fingers ran over the pinkness of my daughter's glistening pussy. I squeezed his cock. I could feel it throb as he took advantage of her. She bit her lip and tried to stifle her gasps of pleasure. I could see the conflict on her face as she fought the desire to beg him to finger fuck her.
My head swam as I felt a man's fingers breach my pussy for the very first time. Oh, it was so wet that his fingers slipped in easily. It was such a strange and new sensation. His finger felt massive, and I gave a loud moan of pleasure as he twisted inside me, moving it with expert precision, like he knew my own pussy better than I knew it myself.
I leaned against the doctor, against his strong back, my head over his shoulder, drinking in his scent as I watched him finger my daughter. His cock felt nice and thick in my hands as I worked it back and forth. And I thought to myself, I had him now. This man is mine. My daughter was the perfect temptation for him.
My head was spinning so much it was kind of hard to see. My focus was all fuzzy. But then I realised my mother wasn't just standing there watching. She was reaching around the doctor and giving him a hand job. Oh, the shock at seeing my own mother complicit in my violation was pushed aside when an explosion of pleasure surged from between my legs. Oh, Dr. Stonebrook had hooked his finger up and was massaging my G-spot. My vision blurred once again, and I no longer cared my own mother was encouraging him to abuse me. I just gasped with pure sexual pleasure.
Doesn't she feel amazing? I purred in his ear. So young, so tight. Her inexperienced pussy is so responsive. Every time you squelch your finger inside her, she gasps. She can't help it. And with that, he used his thumb to caress her clit, causing another series of uncontrollable moans. Just think, whenever you bring me home from a date, she'll be there, my daughter, for you to play with as you wish.
His fingers inside me, his thumb against my clit made me buck my hips. I couldn't help it. I ran my hands over myself, feeling my nipples so hard through my top. But part of my mind was screaming at me, yelling at me to come to my senses and push this pervert's hand away, but that voice was pushed to the back of my brain as the rest of me needed his touch. It was like a reflex. I spread my legs wide, worked my hips to encourage him to fuck me. I wanted him to fuck me right in front of my own mother on the examination bed.
Taste her, I whispered into his ear as I continued to jerk his cock. He didn't need to be told twice. He withdrew his fingers from her now very puffy pussy and took hold of her thigh with both hands. He then pulled her across the bed towards him. My daughter gasped at being manhandled. I felt a pang of envy, even. But it wasn't me lying on the bed. You're in for a treat, I said. Young, fresh pussy.
Before I realised what was happening, the doctor was bending between my legs, gripping my thighs. He put his lips, his mouth to my pussy and he started to kiss it. Oh, my already stimulated pussy sparked and I moaned aloud as for the second time that day I experienced another first, being eaten out.
I watched as he started to lick at my daughter's pussy. His head was between her thighs as he knelt, his tongue working against her. She was trying to say something, but her words came out as incoherent moans as she experienced an expert tongue in her pussy for the first time.
I tried to ask him to stop. Part of my brain knew this wasn't right. I tried to take control, but the words wouldn't fall. Instead, I tried to close my mouth, sealing my lips to keep in the gasps of pleasure in case they encouraged him to keep going.
My daughter was bucking her hips and writhing on the bed, and Dr. Stonebrook was teasing her pussy with his tongue and sucking on her clit. And I admit that I was feeling a little jealous of the attention he was giving her. And so, I dropped to my knees and crawled under the bed, not wanting to be left out. There I was, head height to his hard, throbbing cock, which I took in my hands and started to suck.
As he ran his tongue across my pussy, from imperineumed clit, my toes cupped, and I gripped the sides of the rubber mattress of the bed. My eyes opened and I could no longer see my mother. I didn't know where she'd gone, but the thought slipped from my mind as Dr. Stonebrook pushed his tongue inside this and started to lap in a way that stopped my breath.
His cock was amazing. It felt thick in my mouth as I slid my lips further down his shaft. I gripped his thighs and I blew him like I was 18 again, bobbing my head and taking as much of his dick as I could. Above me, I could hear my daughter moan as Dr. Stonebrook, her potential new daddy, lapped at her cunt.
I could feel his stubble against me. Its roughness was manly. And combined with the tenderness with which he licked my clit, it was driving me towards coming. I could tell that the orgasm wasn't going to be the same as the ones I gave myself. Watching porn on my phone with one hand and rubbing my clit with the other. No, this was going to be the first orgasm given to me by someone else.
I could hear her gasp becoming quicker and quicker. And if I wasn't mistaken, my daughter was on the verge of coming. Soon Dr. Stonebrook would feel her young pussy gushing against his face. And not wanting to be outdone, I pushed myself harder onto his cock, taking his dick down my throat.
Oh my god, oh my god, I now realise where my mother was. She was under the bed. She was blowing the doctor. Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I could hear her. I could hear her gagging on his cock. And the tone of the doctor's voice changed. But he kept on licking, running his tongue over my lips, licking my clit, pushing it inside in a deep lapping. motion.
I tried to suppress my gag reflex as I felt his stiff cock push down my throat. I gagged and coughed up drool that dripped from my lips and splashed all over his balls. But I persisted, my eyes watering as my throat spasmed and gripped his dick. I needed to show him just what I could offer, as well as my own daughter.
As my mother gagged on his cock. The doctor moaned and grunted into my pussy. I bucked my hips and ground my pussy into his face. My hands ungripped the bed and slid up my body and squeezed my tits, thumbing my hard nipples.
I pushed and pushed, impaling myself on his cock, taking as much as I could without choking. I coughed and sprayed out more drool. Ropes and ropes of spittle linked my lips to his dick as I deep-throated him under the bed.
The pressure building between my thighs was too much to bear. Dr. Stonebrook's tongue was flicking against my clit. It was sending me into convulsions as my pussy gushed. An orgasm exploded from me. I cried out, screaming, in fact, as my body was overcome with sensations I'd never experienced before.
I heard my daughter come, and the bed rocked above me as her body shuddered. I was about to pull away, to slip out from under the bed to see just how much as Dr. Stonebrook had enjoyed making her virgin pussy come. And that's when his hand reached down, seizing my head, and he thrust his cock deep down my throat. Forcing every inch into me until his balls pressed against my chin.
I lost all sense of time. The orgasm, it seemed to be over in an instant and forever ongoing. I couldn't control my body convulsing as my toes curled. And a really warm sensation flowed up from my pussy. It was overwhelming.
With both hands, he now held my head. With his fingers in my hair, he started to fuck my face, grunting and thrusting, taking pleasure from my mouth, my throat. He felt impossibly deep, and even with my hands slapping against his thighs, he wouldn't stop. He just hammered away.
All I could do was lay there. My head was spinning, my clit tingling as the confused emotions swirled around in my mind. Pleasure, guilt, satisfaction, betrayal, they all mixed up as I tried to sit up.
I gagged again and again and again. I thought I was going to black out. When suddenly, he stopped, releasing me. I gasped for air and opened my bloodshot eyes, only to be confronted by Dr. Stonebrook's cock, being jerked in my face.
I heard him grunt and look down to see my mother's head at the end of the bed, with the doctor wanking over her face. He moaned deeply as spurt after spurt of his cum splashed all over her face. There seemed to be so much of it. I was transfixed, and if I'm honest, I was a bit jealous that my mother was on the receiving end of his very, very generous load.
I was covered, and I could feel his thick warmth running over my forehead and chin. The sun was in my mouth, so I swallowed, licking my lips as I stood back up. The doctor was tucking his cock away, and now looked a little sheepish, as one would be, having just been extremely immoral with two female patients. My daughter was still lying there, legs open, soaking wet pussy, fully on display. "Cover yourself up," I hissed. "Show some decency, girl."
I slammed my legs shut and yanked my skirt back down as my mother cleaned herself off with some tissues. Then she walked up to Dr. Stonebrook and she kissed him on the cheek.
"Shall we say 7 p.m. tomorrow?" I asked.
He looked a bit confused, but my mother seemed to know just what to say.
For our first date, of course.
As we've heard tonight, the damage left in Dr. Stonebrook's wake is undeniable. We've been unable to contact him for his comment, and so our investigation continues. Until next time on Bad Medicine.
I'm actually dying. I'm melting. It's so hot. I tripped over so much of that. I'm so sorry.
No. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Yes. That was fun.
Oh.
Can you have your fan back on?
Yes,
now?
I can have it back on.
Let me go through and try and unmute
to do
people
a now. Narrative. While deep throating number 6, which is the number of that dildo.
I think that might have been... Yes, I think layering the sounds afterwards. But there should be enough sloppiness in the mix.
I need a really good cum splat noise, which I probably... I'd try and recreate it somehow.